The ayur is like a gazlin. What the locher is called a mishana midas palabayas as nikra gazlin. Since you did different what the balabas told you, you're considered a gazlin. So your kerner, it belongs to you. And what you have to pay back to the owner is how much the original wool was worth. That's all. So it comes out to die, your gains on the deal. All you have to do is just noisen loy the meitzimri. However, if you do I know, it doesn't make sense. Because how could the gazlin here gain on the deal? So therefore he says you do not gain. You have to give back this wool to the owner. You can't keep it. Just how much does the owner have to pay you for the dye that you put in? So it depends. If the value of the wool that became worth more because of the dye is more than the actual dye itself, so you only have to pay him how much money he spent on the dye. That's all. Let's say originally the piece of wool was worth $10. Now that it's red, it's worth $15. Even though you don't like it, but you can sell it for $15. So it's gained $5. Now the dye that the dye you put in is only worth $3. So you have a right to keep the $15 and only have to pay him $3. What's going to be the expense? What's going to be the Yitzia, Yisera, Lashvach? Let's say no, it only became worth $12. And the Yitzia, the paint, the dye is worth $3. In such a case, Noisim Le Yisashvach, all you have to pay him is just the extra $2 that you, the owner, gained on the deal. That's all. In other words, considered, Yad the Gazlin is Yod Al Tachtoino. He holds Kol HaMishana is Yod Al Tachtoino. So this is Rav Yehuda's halacha. Therefore, the dyer does not own the wool. He has to return it to the owner, and the owner gains on the deal. So these are the two halachas that he passed in, and one was like this halacha, like Rav Yehuda.
What was the opposite case where he made?
So when they said this halacha, the Maestro was Yosef Rav Yosef Achur Rababa. Rababa and Rav Huna, when they said over this halacha, so Rav Yosef was there. Gemara says Rabbi Ahadrinu Rav Yosef Liape. He turned around his head just to say, like, what are you saying? What do you have to tell me this for? There's something wrong with what you just said. They just said that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, halacha Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yeshua, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So Bishlem halacha Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Itzrich. You need that. You're teaching us something, because otherwise, Sakat Ben Tachamina would have thought to say the klal is Yochid Rabbim halacha Karabim. So Machlekes Yochid Rabbim used to be passed like a Rabbim. So here the Rabbim say that at all times you're not allowed to collect money from a guy, even if it's only milvav apeh. So Kamash Malon over here halacha Ki Yochid. That's the chiddush. Today we pass on like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha that if you only lent the money to a guy, Baal Peh, you have no documents, then you're allowed to collect the money from the guy even these last 3 days of Yom Chag. So that's the Chiddush, we pass on like a Yochid. Elo halach Rabbi Yehuda, lama leipshita, the machloikis, v'yachakach stam, it's a machloikis in the Mishnah in Baba Kama, and then the Mishnah in Baba Tzi, it's a stam Mishnah. And we know the klal is, hilkasah kistam, we always pass on like a stam Mishnah. So what do you have to tell me like Rabbi Yehuda for? Pshita. Machloikis b'vav b'kama. There's a machloikis in the Mishnah b'vav b'kama. V'stam b'vav mitziyah. The next Masechta, the beginning of the next Masechta, it's a stam Mishnah.
It's nan.
It says in b'vav mitziyah, it's not the beginning, it's pretty far in, it's afayin vav. It says the stam Mishnah b'vav mitziyah, kol ha-mishana, wherever it changes, does different from the original conditions, what the owner told you to do is your al tachtoina. Your hand is on bottom. You lose out. And that's like a Yudishita. That if you dyed it the wrong color, so the owner gains on the deal, not the dyer. And the chol achoizaboy, yod al tachtoina. Not alocha. You have a business deal or a worker that you make conditions with him that I'll pay you $10 an hour, but only if you do the whole job. And he retracts in the middle of the day, so he loses out. Depending upon if the owner could get new workers, but have to pay them a higher price, so he has a right to take away from the first one's pay, you lose out. So the kitzur is the stam mishnah halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, what do you have to tell me halacha Rabbi Yehuda for pshita? So that's what Rabbi Yosef held. But Rav Huna, why did Rav Huna have to tell us the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda over here? He holds no mishum diyein seidel mishnah. Because you cannot bring a proof, like we'll soon see, from one Masechta to another Masechta. Because there's not a good Seder order in the Mishnayis. The Ikal, maybe we could say, Stam Ton of Resha. This Stam Mishnah Bav Mitzia, Rebbe learned first. V'yachakach Machlokes. And then later he taught his Talmidim, the Mishnah Bav Kama. If so, it's not called the Machlokes V'yachakach Stam. So from these Mishnahs alone, I would not know who we paskin like. Therefore, if Huna thought fit to say, Halach Reb Yehuda. So Mori asked, if you're afraid of this, Ihochi, call Machlikis, V'yachakach Stam, Leim Rein Seidel the Mishnah. If so, if you ask a question every case, every time we have this klal, how do we have such a klal? If there's a machlokes in one Mishnah, then another Mishnah is a stam. We pass on that Mishnah, who told you so? Maybe that Mishnah was first and this one was second. So Marin says, for Avuna, ki lo yamrinin, when do I not say, ain't seder, that there's no seder, when do I say you cannot, when do I not say that there's no seder? Meaning that there is a seder, that I could make this klal b'chod a mesechta. If both mishnayson is in the same mesechta, then I agree that since Rebbe learned this first and then he learned the second one, the stam, the loch is like the second one, the stam mishnah. But I'm only arguing betray mesechta. Betray mesechta meaning. It's a negative way of saying it. Ki layermin ain't said the chod mesechta. When do I not say the klal of ain't said in one mesechta, but three mesechta minin in two different mesechtas? Then I say my klal of ain't said there. So here in our case, it's the machlekes in the Gemara Baba Kama, and then there's a stam mishnah in Baba Metzia. Since it's two different mesechtas, here I say my klal of ain't said the mishnah. And therefore you can't bring me any proof in the klal, machlek is v'kakach stam, it's not for sure. Therefore, if Huna thought fit to say, halachah Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yosef hold about this? For Rabbi Yosef that argued on Rav Huna, or like it said, I don't agree with you, he holds, kula nizik and chodem esechti. All that at least Rashi learns here, the three babas at least, the three babas of the kamah, of Mitzvah, of Asra, they're all considered like one long mesechta. So it came out one thing. Therefore, Rashi says, Tzlosi Bavi. Master Rashi comes to exclude Sanhedrin and Shavuos and Avodah Zarah. They're not included in one Masechta. Our Masechta Avodah Zarah is different than the Babis. It only means the three Babis are considered like one Masechta. The boy is saying, another answer I can answer you, Mishun Diktoni Law, Kabi Hilkasop Sikta. Another reason why Rav Rashi is another reason why Rabbi Yosef turned around his face. As why did Rabbi Yosef disagree or did not like what Rav Huna held? Maybe he would agree with him. That really, I agree with you. Usually it is ain't say the mesechta. For one mesechta to another mesechta, he can't bring any proof. But still, why did you have to say it over? Here for sure we pass on Rabbi Yehuda. You know why? Mishum diktoni lo gabi hilkasap sikta. Because that Mishnah Bob Mitzvah is saying over clear cut halachas. That nobody argues on those halachas. So that's the proof we paskin like it. It's like saying over likuti halachis. When a mishnah says over clear cut halachis with no arguments, that's for sure a halacha like that. So if everybody would know we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we did not need you to teach us this. That's why Rabbi Yosef turned around his head. Tana Rabbanan. Not like this. Lo yoyim harodel mechaver, a person should not say to his friend on Shabbos that hanira shetamod imilerev. Is it possible? Like, would you see fit to stand with me tonight? Now, staying with me tonight, Porsche, even though you're not speaking it out, means that I want you to do work with me tonight. So, could you stay here with me and tonight we'll do work together? Seals, that's also. You're like speaking to another Jew, that's like an Amira, that you're speaking out, Devarim, about work. You're not going to talk about doing work on Shabbos. So now I'll tell your friend, even Bramizios, even though you're only hinting to him, you're not really speaking it out, the first one held it was also. However, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korchayim know that he holds a smuta, that Oimer, other person, is allowed to say lechaver to his friend on Shabbos. Hanira, would you see, would it be possible, Shetam Odim Lerev? Do you think it's possible for you to stay with me tonight? So since you did not speak out the words of Dui Malacha, it's only a remiss. So we pass into Meramis, just to hint to your friend, it's like this. If you would hint him to do Malacha for you today on Shabbos, that would be also. But if you're only hinting to him to do Malacha on Moitzoy Shabbos, that's Mutta. That's what we hold. We pass into this is Mutta.
Wouldn't be allowed, like for a
long time? Omar Rabbi Yechnan. Hilchasok Evishumakov, we pass on him also. That Bremiza, but just hinting to him, you're allowed to. Turn around, remember this. Hanishal Chochem, if you ask a Chochem, yes, Kamishaila. Vitima, he said it's Tomei, it's like also. As the Ocher is, Lo Yishla Chochem Vitor, you're not allowed to go to another Chochem, another Rov, because maybe he'll be Tor, you're not allowed to. Once you got your psak from one Rov, you have to stay with it. lechokam v'yosi. You went to one rov and you said it's us, so you're not allowed to do this. So the locker is lo yishol lechokam. You, the one that asked the question, you are not permissible to go to another rov v'yater, because you know he's mekel. What's going to be hoyishnayim? There are two rovs in front of you, or else there are two tshuvas. Echad mitam v'yechem mitar. You know two shitas. You know one rov holds its tamei, one rov holds its tor. Or else echad oisav v'yechad matir. One rov, you know, says it's osa, one rov says it's mutter. What should you do? Like this. If one of these two chachamim is greater than the other, one is older, or else he's godly and bechachmim, he knows more and he's older, so you go after him. V'yim lav, if they're both equal.
What you get is older.
Right. Very right. Means greater than him, right? Bechachmim and minyan, right? He's greater than chachmim and minyan, right? Then holachachmim. I'm not sure. Rosalind has a big yeshiva, maybe like Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. There would be a thing. But more people are with you. The minyan. We'll soon see. We don't have this anyway. We'll soon see. The imla. So klal go after achrov. The imlav. If they're both equal, then holach achrov achrov. The klal is then go after the one that's more strict. Yibeshua bekochoim. It's like this. Vishel toira holach achrov achrov. If it's a shalom and this is the araisa, you're supposed to go to chumra. But the shel seifrim, if it's only questioning, is it the rabbanon? Then you have a right holach achra mekel. Then you have a right to hold like the one that's mekel. But the churah is also only providing where one is not a godba b'minyan of a chokhma. For that we still hold from. If one is greater be godba b'minyan of a chokhma, you have to listen to him. For the case where both opinions are equal, then there's this klal that midi rice you go to chumra, and midi rabbanon you have a right to go after the one that's more mekel. And Omer of Yosef. Hilchasak Yeshu Mekoch. We're asking like this. That Bishel Midiraisi is supposed to go to Chumra, and Bishel Rabboni have right to be Mekel. Interesting. See, this Taizah brings down here that Rashi holds that whenever the Gemara says, Rashi puts the whole Ika the Amri, the Gemara brings down two sheetahs. Ika the Amri, Sheba Talmud, so it's a Sophic. Which one is right? So, look, as Rashi learns, Midiraisi go after Machmir, Bishel Seif Malach Achor Achorin. Interesting. Not after the Shalsoif, not after the Ma'ya, not after the Mekol, but after the Yachron, a new Shita. Before Pirish, no. The whole Ika, the Amr, the Gabi, Lashon, Rishon, Kitofel, Ika, real the opposite. That the first Lashon is always the Ika. An Ika, the Amr, is a Tofel. That's like he's not so much Bechokhm of the Minyan. So no matter what, we apostle at the first Lashon. The Halacha, Klishna Kama. Rabbein Atam, Pirish, Pidirais, Lachum, Rab, the Rabbon, Makula, Yeshua, Mekocha, Tohocha. He holds not every Ika, the Amr, it's a Suffolk, who we hold like. And therefore, Shalom, the Raisi, go the Chumra, Salvagun Rabboni, go the Kula, when the Shim Shalem, the Forish, the Bechol Mokim Shesh, Lizbayer, Kichad Minayil, Meshitis Atalmid, by Sriah Linen. That depends. If you yourself, you Mizbayer, you could bring proofs to one over the other, then you have right to go which one you think is right. Here we're talking about that you cannot prove one over the other, then you have these Klolim. But if you yourself could prove it, you have right to pass in that way. Okay. Right. Tana Rabbonu, the Kulon Shechozru Ben, who is the new Gemara Rashi learns, all the Rishoyim, Rashi learns in Amoris, that now does Tshuva, Ein Mekablu Noisan Alom, you can't accept them anymore. So Rashi learns, that Gazlonim V'yam Yoritz Koi, guys, the Gazlon Amoritz, and Mekablu Noisan Hilkos Maisa Trumais, Lach Zikon V'Teres Chavrus, Nisvachalayim, you want to know, could you be some Mechitokov Truma Maisa? So that's a special Klal, a Chavr, you later accept, rely on him. Here, if the person was first to Gaza and Amoritz, even though now he's doing tshuva, we can never accept him. Dibur Rebbe Meir. If you do, I may know. Chozru ben bezmatmuniyos ein mekabludoy son. If he's chozru for things he did privately, you can't accept him. But for hesi a mekabludoy son. If he does tshuva b'fahesi in front of everybody, then you could accept him. So if he does tshuva privately, you cannot accept him. It's not such a good tshuva. But if he does tshuva openly, but for hesia, then you can accept him. Ika di ami some said this. Meant like this. Also, the vrayim matmunias mekabonai son. If the gezela or the rishis that he did first, he only did privately, he didn't do such a bad thing, barabim, then you could accept his tshuva. But the hesia, if the aveira that he did at the beginning was done with hesia openly in front of everybody, then ain't mekabonai son.